want to thank everybody for coming out. And really, we were working on a schedule for the day, and I knew I was going to be within some proximity to this property. And, of course, we've had a number of discussions about adding this to the park system. This would be the first addition to the park system in some time, and I know the Department of Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources have been working on that. They apprised me of this opportunity fairly early in the administration. I asked them to begin discussions about how we could strengthen our park system, and this is, I think, a great opportunity for partnership. Obviously, there's some very neat historic structures here from the Alton Box Company corporate retreat that have been used by the Conservation Department in the past. But we think that the way to provide the most public access is to turn approximately 800 acres here into a state park and put us the state park system back on the current river for the first time in several decades now. And that's obviously an exciting opportunity. So I think by working together, the Department of Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources can really come up with a solution that provides the maximum benefit and the maximum access to the people of Missouri. And we're very excited about it. It'll be the first significant addition to our park system in some time. We've got a number of folks that have joined us. Senator Pergeson is here. And of course, this is Senator Pergeson's Senate district, so certainly appreciate his support for the Departments of Conservation and Natural Resources. I'd be happy to answer questions. I'm sure Doyle and John would be available too, as would others. We've got a number. I think we've got all the subject matter experts are here ready to answer questions. At your disposal, Steve.
Okay. How long? Let's try it.
This is fun having the press out.
This is fun. Really, it is. I like this. This is power. How long has it been since we've had this this up and running, and how long do you see before we have it up and running is something that most folks in the state will get a chance to enjoy?
Yeah, and again, I've asked the Departments of Conservation and Natural Resources to discuss the opportunity and try and move forward as quickly as possible. I might ask John for a little more historical data, and Doyle could give a sense of how quickly this could be up and running as something we could formally invite the people of Missouri to come out and enjoy. John?
Well, first of all, in response to that question, the Conservation Department and DNR together and have decided that we're going to make a mutual goal to complete this agreement by the end of this year. So that's our challenge, that's our goal. As far as when you'll actually be able to make the developments and actually construct a state park here, I don't think we could really answer that today.
What I would say on that, we'll probably be doing some public information gathering and getting some input from people on what some of the uses are they'd like to see, getting that information. So it'll take us a little time to actually have a full plan on how we'd set the park up.
Do you have an idea of the cost involved in this? It's something that's already in the control of the state.
Well, it'll take considerable work. As you can see, there's a lot of rock work around here. There's a lot of things that we'll do as touch up. It'll be strengthening. When you got public coming in, you want to make sure it's everything's done up to safety standards. We also will look at sewer issues and things of that, making sure that as the agency for taking care of sewer and water, we don't want to have any violations on our own watch. So we'll be looking at all those things, and so it'll take some effort and some investment to get it up to the standards of a state park, but we're looking forward to working out those details.
A little bit of a way to get here, of course, that's part of the appeal of this place, that you go to the edge of the world and then go another 40 miles and then you finally get here.
That's the plus and the minus of a unique property like this. The Conservation Commission, just to give you a little history, as the governor alluded to that earlier, the Conservation Commission acquired this in the mid-1990s, and actually they acquired about almost 1,600 acres in a tract, and these buildings and this facility was on that tract. And that was consistent with our mission, which is fish, forest, and wildlife conservation and management. As anyone can see, this is a special place, and the Department of Conservation really kind of has a bittersweet day today, because our staff, our department knows this is a special place, and we certainly value it. But we've come to realize, as you assess your own mission and your purpose and your programs, that this is a better fit for our Division of State Parks today than it is for the Department of Conservation. And their mission of providing public facilities in a park-like setting will work here. And the conservation mission can move forward on surrounding properties, preserving fish, forest, and wildlife, providing hunting opportunities for deer and turkey and small game, wildlife watching, and fishing on the current river. So there is there's a mutual benefit here, a mutual relationship between our agencies that we want to work together on. And I guess publicly I want to thank Doyle Childers and Doug Eichen, the Director of State Parks, and for the partnership and for the cooperative arrangements that we're going to enjoy here in the future. And also I would say publicly to Governor Blunt, thank you. And on behalf of not just our agencies, but I think the people of the state of Missouri will come to appreciate very much the vision that will be carried out here.
One other thing I would add is obviously we have a very diverse tourism economy, and there's lots of reasons people come to Missouri. One is the natural beauty of the Ozarks. This will be a great place to experience this. We have millions of people that visit our state parks each and every year. They add a tremendous amount to our economy. So this really is a tool not just to allow people to enjoy the natural beauty of a very pristine area, but also an opportunity to spur economic development in this county and surrounding counties.
I guess the best part of this is probably that when people show up here, they won't be able to use their cell phones.
That'd be nice. It's hard to escape the grip of the modern world, and this is certainly one enclave that's still available to people that want to escape the modern world. They can get away, and nobody can reach you or contact you, and that's a good thing.
Great. Thank you.